This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. This is Garrett Bampos reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Now that the Red Sox season is underway and Boston is on its quest for another World Series crown, are you dying to feel a part of the action and don't know where to start? Well, there's only one place to get a share in the wins with the Sox. Just grab the odds and allow the experts at betonline.ag to do the heavy lifting for you. Sports, live betting, virtual casino, you name it. Betonline.ag is CLNS Media's preferred online sportsbook. If you're feeling lucky and you'd like to support our podcast, go to clnsmedia.com/SoxNews and use our promo code CLNS50 for that 50% sign-up bonus. That's CLNS50 at betonline.ag. Go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action on every play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. I have a message to deliver to the Fenway faithful. The losing streak that's been haunting your nightmares for the past 8 days is finally over. The Red Sox dethroned the Royals last night in classic Boston fashion. Rafael Devers mashed a solo shot up into the monster seats to tally his 23rd home run of the year. And let me remind you that this kid is only 22 years old. He's recorded more dingers than birthdays. It was Sam Travis, though, who showed Babyface how it's done, launching an absolute bomb through the light tower and straightaway center. The interim first baseman may have just earned himself the starting job. Looking at his numbers over the past 11 games, a .333 batting average and some clutch hitting might just do the trick, especially with Moreland still on the injured list. Apparently, that was all that Rick Porcello needed to roll with as he mowed down the Royals lineup. If the struggling righty couldn't put away a roster that has Nicky Lopez and Bubba Starling stepping up to bat, then Boston would have been in even more trouble. Thankfully, that wasn't the case, and he ended up going 6 strong innings, something that no other Red Sox pitcher had done in the past 9 days. You heard me. I said 9 days. This is a rotation that features Chris Sale and David Price, goddammit. Funny enough, when a starting pitcher for the Beantown squad actually accomplishes the daunting feat without surrendering more than 3 runs, the team has a pretty high winning percentage. Who would have thought? Maybe John Henry, the man who invested $241 million into this mediocre season? Here's to hoping that the man with a 5.74 ERA can keep this smidge of momentum going. What really busts my balls is the fact that the friggin' bullpen made it an interesting game again. I mean, I'm all for entertaining baseball, but for the love of God, can we not have every decent start thrown in the trash? Take Matt Barnes as an example. He entered the 8th inning with low expectations. A couple of base runners is fine, you know, just protect the lead. And what does he do? Gives up a 3-run blast. Come on, man. This team is desperate for some confidence, and you put a real dent in that. 7 runs was enough this time, but slugging your way into a playoff spot is not a dependable strategy. We saw that with the Yankees last weekend. With 47 games left to play, the Red Sox are 5.5 back from the Rays and Athletics. While Oakland has a difficult schedule that they have to come to terms with, Tampa Bay is shaping up to be in prime position. The next 18 straight are against teams with records below .500. Tonight, Andrew Cashner is going to need to find the same mojo he was pitching with when he was a member of the Orioles. The 1-3 record and 7.33 ERA that he's had since coming to Boston is not going to cut it. Lucky for him, he's facing one of the worst teams in the league, who happens to have Jacob Junis, the owner of a 5.04 ERA, on the mound. The first pitch is scheduled for 7:10. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.